The Ontario provincial government is easing the rules after yet another long lockdown. Long ago, Jim Diodati worked in the hospitality industry in Niagara Falls, Ontario, as had his father. Now he's mayor of that Canadian end of the Rainbow Bridge, with its 14 million visitors helping employ 40,000 people. For them, it's been a bad year because of COVID. Now the lockdown is lifting, and with Canada slated to receive 7 million more vaccinations by the end of the month, Mayor Diodati is hoping that will persuade the Canadian federal government to reopen the border.
We offer fun and excitement. We offer the buffet of fun and excitement. There's something for everyone to do, and there just hasn't been the opportunity to do it. So yeah, this is what we do. It's what we do best. We're known all over the globe. I like to say we're the Coca-Cola of municipalities, one of the most famous jurisdictions anywhere on the planet. And we want to go back to doing what we do best, and that's showing people fun.
There's a new attraction coming to attract some of those 14 million visitors. That's the landmark Niagara Parks Power Station, one of the first hydroelectric power plants. It won't be officially open until September, although there are some tours. Diodati wants all attractions used, although he's looking forward to a trip to the U.S. side of the Niagara River to attend a Toronto Blue Jays game in Salem Field. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.